four verses that I'd like the Chinese readers to read, please, out loud. You're powerful. I heard it this morning.
我有四个章节，希望读中文的今天能够读，大家能够读得响一点。
15:8-11, John 15:8.
约翰福音十五章八节到十一节。多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经跟你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐得以满足。
And brothers and sisters, I'm going to read a blend from the message. I just like you to listen to the idea. Hopefully it's fresh. This is John 15:8-11. When you produce much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified, and you show and prove yourselves to be true followers of mine. I loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. And if you keep my commandments, you'll remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done, kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy and your joy wholly mature. 请坐，
大家请坐。刚才这个弟兄就是念了这个英文的。
Brothers, I'm not happy to be here.
弟兄姐妹们，我今天来并不是很高兴。
I am joyful.
我是喜乐的来的。
I'm glad and joyful to be here because I believe we're going to hear from the Lord today.
今天我存着喜乐的心到这里来，因为我很高兴我们今天要听神的话语。
I need your help. How many of you can make pictures in your minds? How many of you can imagine things?
我需要大家的帮助，大家有没有能够想象事情的人？大家请举手。
Imagine this.
大家想象一下。
Imagine Riverside, California at a 15,000 chicken farm.
大家想象一下，在加州的有一条河边，有一个很大的这个养鸡场，有15,000只鸡的养鸡场。
See 15,000 chickens. You see them?
大家想象一下，15,000只鸡。
The temperatures, picture the temperatures in summer can reach 100 plus degrees, even 115 degrees Fahrenheit.
想象一下，在夏天的时候，那个地方有华氏100度或者是115度那样的高温。
So the chicken farmers know if they can't keep the chickens cool, they could have some die because of the heat.
那个养鸡的人知道，如果那么热的天不让这个鸡能够降温的话，那些有些鸡就会死的。
You have it, chickens, heat.
大家能够想象一下这个有鸡然后有这么高的温度。
And this is a true story.
这个是真的故事。
So the solution for this chicken farm was to plant shade trees, trees that could produce shade for the chickens.
这个解决方案就是让这个农场里面种一些树，这些树呢是小树丛，能够提供这个避阴的遮阴的地方，然后让这些鸡能够有挡住太阳。
So a 9-year-old boy, I'm going to call him Bill. His job is to water these 200 trees, and they are spaced 10 feet apart.
那里有一个9岁的男孩，他的工作呢就是在这里浇水。那边有差不多有200棵树，这个树每棵树间隔是10尺。
So this boy is going to water 200 trees 10 feet apart. That is his job. He needs to do this.
那个男孩子的工作就是给这200棵树浇水，每棵树是10公尺间隔。
He has other jobs. He has to feed the chickens, pick up the poop, and clean up.
他还有其他的工作，就是喂这个鸡，然后把这个鸡粪捡起来，然后捡那个鸡蛋，很多工作。
Bill's dad, who owns the chicken farm, he does not talk much.
这个小男孩 Bill 的爸爸呢是这个农场主，他呢不善说话。
Your dad is a very hard worker, and he pushes his boy very hard to work hard.
那个爸爸呢是认真工作的，很勤奋的工作，他也让这个男孩子呢也勤奋的工作。
So this nine-year-old boy is getting very tired of watering these trees day after day after day.
那个男孩子呢每天这样浇树啊很辛苦，他就很疲乏，他也很不喜欢。
So he tells his dad this, I'm really tired of this job. I hate this job.
那个男孩就告诉他爸爸，哎呀，我真的是很烦这个工作了，实在是很累，我不喜欢这个工作。
What do you think his father said to him?
你想象一下他爸爸跟他说什么呢？
His dad said,
他的爸说，
Read a book.
去读一本书。
Read a book.
读一本书。
And so the boy said,I have my dad's permission to read a book while I water.
那个男孩说，我爸爸就允许我在浇树的时候读一本书。
So he got a book.
他拿了一本书。
He got a paperback book.
他有一个本这个是纸面的书。
And it was a cowboy book.
那个是有关牛仔的一本书。
And he had...In his home, they had lots of cowboy books.
在他家里有很多牛仔的书。
So picture this boy, he's reading cowboy books, and he's beginning to like cowboy books.
那个男孩子在这里读这个牛仔的书，他喜欢这个牛仔的书，在一边浇水。
And he's watering.
然后他在那浇水。
200 trees.
200棵树。
And he's reading his book.
然后他在那里读书。
And his attitude about his work changes.
然后呢，他这个有对着这个工作的态度呢就改变了。Now
he doesn't mind doing his work because he can. His dad said he can read a book.
所以他就现在不介意做这个工作，因为他爸爸让他读一本书。
So can a book really change a boy's attitude towards work?
所以一本书能不能真正改变这个孩子对这个工作的态度呢
？This book.Changed his attitude about work.
这本书改变了这个孩子对工作的态度。
Reading a book can change a person's life.
读一本书可以改变一个人的生命。
Before I became a real Christian, and as part of my University of Washington teacher training program, I read and I studied the greatest American and English literature in the world.
我在以前在华盛顿大学在做这个做老师的一个培训这个工作培训这个课程的时候我成了一个基督徒然后呢在那段日子呢我读了很多有关美国和世界的文学的很多的著作。
But reading that great literature left me depressed and dry.And drifting, and with no spiritual answers for my life.
但是读了那些很伟大的书呢，使我呢没有变得很好，使我呢变成很干枯，然后呢我也很心态也不好，然后呢我也在那里在属灵上面也很失落。
Although I went to church regularly, I was not a real Christian. I was just a church goer.
那个时候呢，我是固定的去教会的，但是我不能说我是真正的基督徒，我只是一个去教会的人。
I was a church goer, but I did not read the Bible. I didn't read God's book.
那个时候我是去教会，但是我不读圣经，我没有读神的话语。
And then a man became my friend, and he encouraged me to start reading Yuhan Fuyin's The Gospel of John.
那时候有一个人呢，有个男的呢，成了我的朋友。他介绍我读这个神的话语，就是读约翰福音。
So I said yes to him because he was my friend, and I didn't want to disappoint him. And I started to read John's Gospel.
那个时候我说好吧，因为他是我的朋友，所以我就那个时候开始读这个约翰福音。
John's Gospel is not a cowboy book.
这个约翰福音不是那个有关牛仔的书哦。
I didn't know that it was a difference. I thought it was just another book.
我那时候不知道这个是这本书和其他书有什么区别，我就是认为这就是一本书了。
So my friend who liked me said, let's read one chapter a week and then let's talk about it.
那个朋友对我说，我们这样吧，我们一周只读一章，然后我们读了完这一章之后呢，我们相互讨论一下这个事情。
And I didn't want to disappoint him, so I said, 可以。
我那时候呢，不想让他失望，我就说啊，可以。
So 1 week I would read.
所以一周我就读了这一章。
1 week I would read Jesus say to me, I am the bread of life.
一周我就这样读了，这个耶稣对我说，我是生命的粮。
Then 2 weeks later, reading in John's Gospel, he would say to me, I am the light of the world.
那两周以后呢，这又读了这个章，又这个读了这个书，约翰福音，耶稣又对我说，我是世界的光。
So in the basement of Suzzallo Library at UW, sitting in an old wooden, study carrel, I was surrounded with thousands of books.
对啊，那个时候在那个UW, 就是华盛顿大学的这个 Suzzallo 这个图书馆里面，我坐在一个旧的木头做的这个 小的读书的一个小小的一个 sorry,
good,
sorry, 就是那个一个读书的小的cube, 就是一个 sorry, 就是读书的一个地方了啊，就是一个读书的桌子了。
Hey, at least they're listening.
Yeah, I know what that means.
They don't want to come here. So yeah. They don't want to take your place.
Yeah, you showed them a picture. They know what's that.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. No. 然后他就坐在那里呢，他那个时候呢，边上的有几千本书。
And Jesus kept introducing himself to me. He said, I am the door of the sheep.
那个时候耶稣在那里介绍，他对我说，我是羊的门。
I'd never heard such images like this. Someone introducing himself, I am, I am, I am.
我从来没有想象过有人在那里介绍他自己，就是说，我是，我是。
And it was like snowflakes falling and me opening my tongue and the John's words would touch on my tongue with life and coolness and moisture.And promise.
就像这个天上飘下来的雪花飘到我的嘴里碰到我的舌头，就像这样一个清新的，一个是使我清凉的，使我改变的一个雪花。
And the books I studied at university, they were good books. It didn't do that, they did not do that to me.
大学并没有说这是一本很好的书，他没有这样跟我讲，直接的讲。
So I watched Jesus walk, and I listened to how he talked, and I saw that there was no sin in him, there was no hypocrisy. He walked the talk.
对，那个时候耶稣所行的各样神迹，我看见的就是说他没有任何的罪孽，没有任何的罪。他耶稣在那里对我自己说话。
So he kept talking to me and introducing himself. He'd say to me, I am the good shepherd.
耶稣那个时候他就是在那里对我自己说话，一段一段的给我说他是谁，然后他说他是羊好牧人，sorry.
And then he would say to me later, he'd say, I am the resurrection and the life.
最后他对我说，我就是复活的，我就是生命。
And so this voice, this man saying, I am, I am, I am, and the Spirit of God was beginning to convict me and show me, this is true, this is true, this man is true.
他耶稣在那里一遍一遍说我是我是，这个时候圣灵就提醒了我，他说这个耶稣说的是真的。
And I heard him say to me, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我在那里听说，就是听耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命。
And the Spirit of God would take those words and he would bring them home, and something very powerful would happen then.
神的灵就把这些话语浇透在我的身上，然后让我带回家，真是非常的有力的话。
And then Jesus said to me,
然后耶稣对我说
，I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
And as he began to teach.I realized, I learned, I was a branch, and I was just a branch, but he was the true vine.
在我读那个时读书的时候，我能够真的学到耶稣是真葡萄树，我是枝子。
And as a branch, if I stayed connected to him, if I stayed connected, then he would transform me with his power. But I had to stay connected with him.
因为我是枝子，他是葡萄树，如果我和他连在一起的话，他的大能就会改变我。
Brothers and sisters, this coming July 2016,
弟兄姐妹们，今年的七月，2016年的七月，
I will celebrate 50 years of making the most important decision of my entire life.
我就会在今年七月再庆祝一下我五十年前这五十年来做的最重要的一个决定。
The decision I had to make was, would I believe in Jesus as the only Son of God, the Savior who had already been introducing himself to me?
这个五十年前我就做了一个决定，我承认耶稣基督是我的救主。
Would I believe that he could take my sins, which were many, and forgive me and make me clean? Would I believe that?
我会不会相信我有这么多罪的人，他洗净了我这么多的罪孽。
And so the brothers and sisters in church, without ever telling me, they hadn't met me yet, began to pray for me.
那些教会的弟兄姐妹们并不认识我，但那个时候他们已经在那里为我祷告。
Soon I met another Christian brother, and he invited me to come and study in a group, a Bible study together.
我那时候碰到了另外一个弟兄，他就劝我鼓励我去另外一个查经小组一起学习神的话语。
And the Christians who I met who studied the Word of God were warm and they were friendly and they liked me and they were real followers of Christ.
那些弟兄姐妹们在那个查经小组的人是那样的鼓励我，他们是真的基督徒。
Finally, I made the tipping point decision that summer.
最后在那个夏天我到了一个爆发点。
I confessed my sins.
我承认我的罪。
I asked Jesus to forgive my sins.
我恳求耶稣基督原谅我的罪。
And to help me follow him as a new believer.
然后帮助我跟从耶稣基督成为一个新的信徒。
He did it.
耶稣基督做了这个事情。
Not one of his promises for 50 years has ever failed me.
在这五十年来，他给我的应许没有一件落空的。
Jesus always fulfills his promises that he makes.
耶稣一直在那里帮助我完成他给我的应许。
And this morning in Proverbs I read, every word of God proves true.
今天早上我读的经文，每一句话都是证明神是真的。
So the dad said, read a book, and keep watering.
那个爸爸说，这个读一本书，接着读书，接着浇水。
My heavenly father said, read my book.
我天上的父对我说，读我的书。
And when I read John's book, I found out this book was reading me.
当我读约翰福音的时候，我发现这个约翰福音在读我。
It could read my heart, it could read my motives, it could read my attitude, it could read me.
他会读我的心思意念，他会读我。
And so, this is the book, not this one. This is the book that gave me freedom in Christ and the promise of having eternal life with the Jesus who was introducing himself to me. What a deal.
这本书，它能够告诉我怎样和耶稣基督在一起。
Now, brothers and sisters, that's my testimony, and I give that to you. But if you look at the second point, proving to be real disciples, if we look at the word, if we go to John now, John 15:8, we're going to see something about proving ourselves to be real disciples.
这个就是耶稣基督给我的见证。我们现在要到第二点，就是成为真门徒的见证。这个是在约翰福音15:8。Yeah, I know.
I'm going to share this with you. It is not a criticism of any country, but for many years, I heard my mentor, David Adney, teach me about those who called themselves Christians in communist China, because he went there in 1934 to learn the language and to work with the Chinese people in mainland China.
这个我要讲一个故事呢，这个故事并不是说我要批评某一些人某一个国家的人，但是呢这是个故事。以前我的老师叫 David Anthony 的人告诉我这个故事。1938年的时候，他去中国，那个时候他在那里中国呢学中文，然后在那里传福音。
And my mentor used to use the phrase, 有名无实。
我的那个老师呢，那时候用了这样一个成语，就是说有名无实，中文的。
And he used to say that, and what he was saying was, having the name, but not the reality.
他说的这个话大家都懂，就是有这个名字，但是有这个外表，但是没有实质。
And so, he would say, so he would observe,Chinese in mainland China, some Chinese in mainland China who had the name of a Christian but didn't seem to have the reality.
他在那里说观察中国的基督徒有一些了，只是一些了，他们是有基督徒的名，但是没有基督徒的实质。
And when the persecutions came against religions and against Christians and against others, when that came, it seemed to be.That those who had the name but not the reality, it seemed that they disappeared, they fled, they ran away.
当这个有一些基督徒，那个时候，当逼迫来临的时候，那些基督徒就逃走了，就不见了，只是一些基督徒。
So the real Christians learned to be very careful with those who said they were Christian, and they watched for the lies, for the fruit.For the evidence, they watched carefully because it's dangerous times.
Yeah, 那些真的基督徒呢，就在那里观察那些基督徒是不是真的基督徒，因为是观察他们的行为，而不是观察他们的话语，看他们是不是有没有结果子，是因为那个时候是一个很危险的时刻。
And brothers, it is not my intent to offend anybody. I'm repeating a story from my mentor who was teaching me about some things like that.
我在这里并不是想要得罪一些弟兄姐妹们，我只是重复一下我的老师当初告诉我的这个故事。
Verse 8 in John 15:8 it says, In order to glorify God, a Christian should bear much fruit.
这个约翰福音八章是十五章八节是这样说的，如果是要争基督徒的话，你们要多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Bearing much fruit is part of the proof that one is really a Christian.
要证明你是真的基督徒，你就是会结果子的。
How many gardeners do I have here? People who like the garden.
我们这里有没有喜欢做园子的？然后举举手。
Are you glad that spring's coming?
你是不是很高兴我们的春天快来了？
My wife's out there already. She's digging and she's growing already. She likes this time.
我的太太已经在那里在后院挖土了，她喜欢这个时刻。
She wants to do the work because she wants to see the flowers come and the vegetables come. She wants to see that.
他喜欢做这样的工作，因为他喜欢看见这个花呀、蔬菜长出来。
Bearing fruit is a picture of harvest.
这个结果子就是一个丰收的一个图景图画。
And in the Old Testament, the prophets pictured a time when God's people would blossom and put out shoots.And the whole world would see these fruits and these shoots, and they would know that God was their Lord and King.
在旧约中，那些旧的这个预言就是画了这么一幅图画，神的国神的子民就很多长出很多来，在那里开花结果，遍地都是。
So God's people Israel were to be bearing fruit.Bearing love and grace and kindness, they were to be bearing fruit that told people, these people have some power here and are producing fruit, and I can see it in the way they live.
Yeah. 神的子民在那里结了很多的果子，有很好的行为，然后我们又看见一个丰收的图画。
And Jesus, I believe here, he says, my followers will, if they stay with me, if they stay connected with me, if they meet with me, if they love with me, if they're in my presence regularly, they will have an enriched life, and this will produce good deeds and a love for me and a love for other people too.
耶稣基督就是在那里，因为耶稣基督是他。因为我们是枝子，所以我们在那里会结很多的果实。如果结了果实的话，我们就会有很好的行为，就和耶稣基督连在一起。
Fruitful，
很多果实。
The word I like nowadays is flourishing。
我这里用的词语就是兴盛，兴旺。
It gives a picture of really alive and really producing。
这给过我们一个图画，就是真的是长出来，真的是真的是成长。
I found this in the garage where my wife has her garden tools.
我在这里找，在我的车库里面找到这个东西，是我
said,
太太。
That's a good illustration.
我就想这个是很好一个给大家看的一个图画。大家坐得近一点看。
The picture is here's this side and they're moving.
这个图画就是说这一半的植物呢正在长或者成长茁壮成
长。
这一半很长得很好。
Sounds like they're, and then,
然后看另一半呢就看见。
Oh, this is like withering.
这个就是枯萎了。
There's no joy.
没有喜乐。
It's only dry and pretty ugly.
这是干枯了，这很丑。我想这个东西大概已经死了。大家看一下这些新的芽长出来。这很小，但是我可以看见这些。我希望这一部分不会长大，把另一半挤走。我不知道这一半是不是会长大把另一半挤走。耶稣说，如果你真是我的门徒的话，我希望你能够结果子，能够有喜乐，然后人们就会看见，而不是看像另一部分一样，大家一看，哎呀，这不要倒下去了。
I'll leave that the withering and the flourishing。
我就放在这里，一半是正在成长，一看发芽，另一半就枯萎了。
The non-fruitful and the fruitful。
这一半是有结果实的，另一半不结果实。
Non-fruitful is taking up some space and using the soil.
那个不结果实的也占了一部分的土，然后也用了一部分的营养。
So I would ask myself now, wait a second, which one am I?
我就问自己，我是哪一部分呢？
Well, sometimes if you ask my wife, I might be.
有时候你问我太太的话，我太太就说，那这一半枯萎的。
But if I stay with the Lord and if I am in His presence.And I'm listening to him. The chances are, my wife would say, "Oh, my husband is he's more here than oh yeah, he's more like this." And I'm going, "This is good."
Yeah. 如果我太太说，如果我和神在一起，紧紧的靠着神，和神有关系的话，我太太就会说，我的丈夫就是那一半结果实的那一半。
And so in verse 9, it's beautiful. Jesus has received.From his heavenly father, God's purest love, and he takes that pure love, and he takes it in, and then he loves us with pure, unadulterated, holy love. We don't get any poisons coming through his system. All pure, all gold, all beautiful. He gets it from his father, and he flows it out to us.
从第九节我们就可以看见耶稣从天上的父得到了天上的父最 最纯洁的爱，然后呢他就会爱我们，也是那样的纯正，那样的纯洁然后圣洁的爱。
So Jesus is so connected to his Father that the supply of pure love is coming through. He passes it on to us. And part of the way he passes it on is verse 10, where Jesus keeps all of God's commandments without sin.
因为耶稣基督从父神那里得了 纯洁的爱，然后他也的爱也流到了我们的身上，也把那个纯洁的爱流到了我们身上，然后呢就我们到了第十节，然后耶稣基督因他就在那里守了神所有的诫命。
Jesus keeps all of his Father's commandments, not just the easy ones.
耶稣基督守了神所有的诫命，他不单单只是守了那些容易的诫命。
And you might say, oh no, I feel terrible, because I can't do that like Jesus.
我真是觉得我真是糟糕啊，我不能像耶稣基督那样做得那么好。
There's only one sinless person who's ever lived, and it's Jesus, right?
Yeah. 在这个世上只有一个无罪的人，那就是耶稣基督。
He is not asking us to be perfect. He's asking us to grow and to be mature, maturing.
Yeah. 耶稣基督并不是要求我们完美，他只是要我们成长，然后长成神的身量。
So our life is choosing holiness.Regularly, moment by moment, day by day, and if we choose holiness, we are en route to pleasing Him and becoming more mature.
我们的生活呢，就是在那里选择圣洁。如果我们选择圣洁的话，我们就会朝着耶稣基督的那条路走过去。
Jesus is our best model. He will always be the perfect model for our behavior.
耶稣基督就是我们最好的榜样。他就是我们行为的榜样。
And so he says, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy, verse 11, my joy may be in you, and your joy may be full.
这就是十一节，这些事，耶稣说，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你的喜乐可以满足。
Let me give you an example.
我给你举个例子。
I met with a young father. He's about 36 years old, and he has four children.
我在那里遇见有一个35岁的父亲，他有四个孩子。
He and his wife look tired a lot.
他和他的太太看上去非常的疲倦。
The children are aged from about 13 down to about 3.
那四个孩子呢是13岁一直到最小的是3岁。
And the wife has chosen to homeschool these four.
那个太太呢就选择呢在家里呢教给这些孩子上课。
So I said to this young dad, I said, what are your goals for 2016?
我对这个年轻的爸爸说，你的2016年的目标是什么呢？
Quickly, he gave me three major goals.
很快他给了我三个目标。
And the second one was to live a joyful life.
第二个目标就是说我要有一个喜乐的生活。
I've heard goals before, but this is a good. I said, why did you choose living a joyful life?
我听到很多人的生活的目标，但是这个是我觉得很惊讶。为什么你选择要成有一个喜乐的生活？
He gave me a true story.
他给我真实的故事。
He said he saw that his young son, his 9-year-old son, was being naughty or nasty or mean to his pet dog.
他看见他九岁的那个儿子呢，对那他的养的那条狗呢，非常不好，非常恶毒。
So the dad asked the son, "Why are you being so mean to your pet dog?"
他就问这个儿子，你为什么对我养的这个小玩偶的狗，这个这么的恶毒呢，这么的坏呢？
And his son turned to his dad and he said to his dad, "You do the same thing."
那个儿子对他爸爸说，你做同样的事啊。
You've been mean to my dog too.
你对我的狗啊 ,mean to my dog or to, mean to me?
No, 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 not to him, to the dog.
他说他的爸爸对他这个男孩子的狗，他有两个狗，爸爸有一个狗，小孩子有一个狗，他爸爸对男孩子的狗也很坏。
And hearing this really shocked him.
他听见这个话的话真的是让他很惊讶。
And the dad said to me, you know, my son does not see Christ's joy in me.
他说我的儿子没有看见我身上有耶稣的喜乐。
He sees my mean temper with this dog.
他看见的只是我对他狗那个很坏的态度。
And he said, I cannot go on modeling this lack of joy. I have to change.
他说我一定要改变，我不能再这样子。
Or, like father, like son is going to happen here.
不然的话，这个儿子和爸爸就和他一样了。
And he said, I don't want to ruin my son's life.
他说我不想在那里毁坏我儿子的生活。
Joy, he wants joy rather than meanness.
他要的就是喜乐，他不是要那里恶毒的态度。
C.S. Lewis, the great Christian writer, said, joy must be sharply distinguished from both happiness and pleasure.
有一个很大的基督徒的作家，他叫 C.S. Lewis， 他这样写过，这个喜乐和这个快乐或者是乐趣是要完全是不一样的。
Because when we studied Philippians before, we learned that joy, happiness or pleasure is usually connected with pleasant circumstances or enough money or a powerful position. It's connected with things that are outside the person, pleasure and happiness, and those can be taken away.
Yeah. 我们读腓立比书的时候，保罗告诉我们，你在生活中的乐趣往往和这个环境是连在一起的。如果比如说你有很多钱，或者有很多的其他的得到了，所以你就快乐。
Joy, Lewis found, is joy, the source of joy is God Himself.
这个路易斯这样写的，他说，喜乐的源泉就是神他自己。
It's not based on circumstances, because when circumstances go bad, happiness goes out and pleasure goes out, but joy doesn't necessarily replace them.
这个和这个和环境是没有关系的。如果环境改变的话，你的快乐、你的乐趣就没有了。但是喜乐的话，和环境是没有关系的。
So what does the word say, the word of God say about joy?
神的话有关这个喜乐是怎么说的呢？
There are about 400 instances of Bible references in the whole Bible about joy.
在圣经中差不多有400处地方提到这个喜乐这个字。
The Psalms represent joy and rejoicing in about 80 different references.
诗篇差不多这里讲这个喜乐和快乐，这个喜乐和这个有差不多有80多个地方。
The Gospels use the joy reference words 40 times.
福音书说这个喜乐的话，有引用的话有40处。
We learned in Philippians when we were there, that joy is used or rejoice is used 14 different times, and Paul's in prison.
我们以前读过的这个腓立比书，当这个保罗在这个监狱里的时候，他引用了有这个腓立比书引用这个喜乐有14处。
Joy must be given by God.
喜乐一定是神给的。
Joy is a result of a relationship with God.
这个喜乐是因为我们和神有一样亲密的关系，所以我们才得的喜乐。
And joy is to be received by faith with the gift of salvation.
因为我们有了这个救恩，所以我们有了这个信念，我们才能够得到这个喜乐。
When you have birthdays, they usually say, "What kind of birthday?" Happy birthday.
当你过生日的时候，你想得什么样的生日呢？你总是说生日快乐。
But we know for some people a birthday is not happy because they're getting old and they feel old.
但是对有些人来说，这个生日快乐并不是快乐，因为他们变老了，说明他不见得会快乐。
I have never seen a cake that says joyful birthday.
我从来没有看见一个蛋糕这样说，哎，这个是喜乐的生日。
Joy comes from God's presence and a relationship with Him.
这个喜乐是从神与我们同在和我们和神有关系中才会得来。
In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit brings joy as part of the gifts of the Spirit.
在新约中这里说到这个圣灵带来了我们给我们带来喜乐。
Knowledge of God's word produces joy for Psalm 19 verse 8.
如果我们对神的话语有这个知识的话也会得我们得喜乐。
And obedience to God results in joy.
遵从神的话语会给我们带来喜乐。
Joy surrounded the birth of Jesus the Messiah in Luke 1:44.
在路加福音一章十四节这样说到耶稣基督降临的时候那个时候是充满了喜乐。
And the angels proclaimed good news of great
那个时候天使在那里宣告
great joy when Jesus is born.
这是就是宣告耶稣基督降生的时候那时候有很极大的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, you're going to be very joyful when you realize I'm going to be done in about 3 minutes.
弟兄姐妹们，你们大概会觉得很快乐，很喜乐。我差不多再过三分钟我就讲完了。
Jesus wants his joy to be in every person who is a real disciple of his.
耶稣基督希望他的喜乐，在每一个成为他门徒的人中间得着。
I believe a Christian should display that joy so that that joy is part of the proof that Christ lives in the Christian.
我希望每个基督徒都能够彰显出耶稣基督的彰显出这个喜乐，那个就成为我们是真基督徒的证明了。
And make no mistakes, okay? There are some people, extrovert usually, who just have a very bubbly,joyful personality.
但是大家不要弄错了。有些人天性就是比较快乐的，他是比较外向的，他看上去比较喜乐。
Some of that's personality and temperament.
有些是他的个人的性格，他的脾气是这样子的。
And generally, we like to be around those people.
一般来说，我们很喜欢和这样的人在一起。
But for the introverts sometimes, those who need time to process things, those who don't like large groups of people.
但是对那些内向的人来说，他有时候需要，那些内向人需要时间来自己思考一些事情，他们也不喜欢和其他的很多的人在一起。
Don't make the mistake of judging them just by their face.
不要做一个判断，就是说，只是看他们的脸是不是实的。
It might be their temperament of being an introvert. It might be.
有可能他们的脾气就是内向的。
But the joy should come if we're a real Christian, whether we're an introvert or an extrovert. Joy is an inside job from God. It should be coming out sometimes.
Yeah, 但是不管我们是内向的人或者是外向的人，如果你是真基督徒的话，你的喜乐会从你的心里有时候就会冒出来，那个是神给的。
So if I say to you,
你好吗？
如果我对你说你好吗，你就看上去这个快要死掉了，这个脾气很差的那种样子。
Okay, I probably won't ask you 你好吗 again.
差不多我就不会再问你好吗这个话。
But what I'm really hoping for.If we change, is that you will have that joy of Christ building in you and making you mature.
真是我所期盼的，就是你有耶稣基督的喜乐在你的心中，那个喜乐在那里成长。
Okay, brothers, this is good. We're closing.
Okay? 大家很好。
Action steps to mature in Christ, only three.
我们要做的是什么呢？有三个步骤。
Okay.Read, believe, and apply God's Holy Bible to your daily life.
是我们要读神的话语，相信神的话语，然后把神的话语，圣经应用在你的日常生活中。
Second, spend quality time with Jesus.
第二个就是我们要在和耶稣基督在一起，要花一个很好的时间，有质量的时间和耶稣基督在一起。
How many of you are fairly easily distracted?
你们有多少人是很容易被事情所干扰的呢？
If you sit down maybe in your home to be with Jesus and you look around your room,
如果你在家里和耶稣基督在一起，但是你在那里左看右看你的房， 房间。
You might be very distracted with all the things you see you got to do.
你有可能是很容易被周围的事情所干扰。
Or the list of phone calls or the emails or your computer's there. I'm not saying you shouldn't be there. I'm just saying when you spend time with Jesus, make sure that the room and the place you are doesn't distract you from Him.
我说的就是当你和耶稣在一起花有质量的时间的时候，就是不要让周围的事情影响你，不要让那些email 啊，或者是电话呀，在你的房间里能够影响你。
The great testament in the book of Acts was when they punished these men and they beat them up and they said, "You've got to stop talking about Jesus." And they if they look for their resume and they say, "Where did you go to university and what's your job and all of that?" They didn't have any credentials, and they said what they noticed about these men was that they had been with Jesus.Because they saw their courage, they were not afraid. They had been with him, and it carried over into these people who were questioning, telling them to stop this. They had been with Jesus, and the people knew, we cannot stop these guys.
在《使徒行传》中是有这样的描述，就是那些犹太人把这些耶稣的门徒抓起来，然后打他们，然后要他们不要传讲耶稣基督的话语。他们看了些这些门徒的这个履历，看他们有没有什么读过什么大学啊，有些什么本事啊，但是发现那些人什么都不是，什么本事都没有。但是他们注意到他们这些人有一点与众人不同，他们是和耶稣基督在一起花了很多时间的。
Beautiful. Last point, number three.
最后一节。
Receive, and show Christ's joy in your life.
第三点就是我们要接收，然后我们要彰显耶稣基督的喜乐在你的脸上，同时也在你的生命中。
So for my hope,When people come and they look, I am really hoping I have some of this.
当我接触一些人的时候，他们对我说，我真的是希望像这个发芽的这个好的植物。
And I really hope they don't catch me on a really, really, really bad secret. This is all they see. When they see my face and they only see no, no, no. No, I don't want them to always see no, no, no.
但我不希望那些人看见我的时候，我的脸就像这个枯萎的植物一样，他们说的只是 no, no, 不不。
My grandkids hardly ever see no.
我的孙子很少看见我的脸是脸色不好的时候。
My sons are the dads.They get the no. They get to say no.
我的儿子是那个孙子的爸爸，他们经常会说，不要看见那个脸。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that you will receive this from the Lord, and that it will encourage you and strengthen you, and that Christ's joy may be in you, and that your joy might be really full and feelable.
我真的希望弟兄姐妹们，从神那里接收到喜乐，你的喜乐真是从心发出的。
We did it.
Good.
Thank you.